Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Prime Minister pledges additional resources for the security forces, National Security Council to be established in law, and Prime Minister pays tribute to former Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Thanks for joining us. I'm Lorraine Mendez. The government will be providing additional resources to boost the capacity of the security forces as well as for the implementation of social intervention initiatives as part of a redoubling of efforts to fight crime. Speaking in the House of Representatives last Wednesday during the debate on the Special Zones Act, Prime Minister Holness said the government will insist that the security forces use the resources as efficiently as possible.
And so, Mr. Speaker, there has to be an allocation of resources to the police and to the army and to MOCA. But more so, we will have to make some special allocations for social intervention. But we are going to insist that the force uses the resources that they get far more efficiently than they presently do.
The law reform, Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Bill, also known as the Special Zones legislation, was passed with 18 amendments. It gives members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force certain powers that are required to address serious crimes, while at the same time upholding the rule of law and protecting the fundamental rights and freedoms of citizens. The legislation provides for the Prime Minister to declare any geographically defined area a zone of special operations and empowers members of the Joint Security Forces to search a person, vehicle, or place without a warrant within a zone if they reasonably suspect that an offence has been, is being, or is about to be committed. The bill has been sent to the Senate for its approval. In the meantime, Prime Minister Holness says the government will establish the National Security Council, NSC, in law. Speaking in Parliament during the debate on the Special Zones legislation, Mr. Holness said the architecture is being put in place to ensure Jamaica has a modern response to its national security.
So we have now created this body, and we will be bringing to Parliament very soon a law to establish it. There is a consideration to have a member of the opposition that is cleared security-wise, as everyone who sits on that council must be cleared, to be in attendance. I am hoping that that will become a permanent part of the national security architecture.
The National Security Council is chaired by Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who is also Minister of Defence. It includes the heads of the security forces along with the ministers of national security, justice, finance and foreign affairs, and the national security advisor. It has been in operation since 1977. Prime Minister Holness assured that the NSC does not remove the separation of operation and policy from existing bodies in government. He says the NSC will hold the police accountable for how they use their powers of operation.
The police, the military and MOCA will have their operational duties. They do their operations, they plan it. The job of the government is to create the legal framework in which they can operate, hold them accountable afterwards. And so we are evolving into what I think is a better model of ensuring that the people of Jamaica are better served in terms of their safety and security.
And still in Parliament, Prime Minister Andrew Holness joined members of the House of Representatives and the Senate last Tuesday in paying tribute to former Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller.
In a field of gross underrepresentation by women, Portia Simpson Miller has not only done outstandingly well in terms of her electoral success, but has attained the highest office possible, that of Prime Minister. This is no ordinary feat, and you are no ordinary woman.
Mrs. Simpson Miller on June 29 resigned as Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Andrew, closing out a career in active politics that has spanned some 40 years. And Prime Minister Holness has charged all ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, to ensure that all systems, protocols and practices are in place to ensure optimal efficiency and effectiveness in their response during the hurricane season. He was addressing senior leaders and heads of MDAs at a meeting of the National Disaster Risk Management Council at Jamaica House last Tuesday. And that's how we close out the pages of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next week for more news from the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.